With its tree canopy and winding trails, Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park can offer a quiet, serene escape from the city. Well, that is, most of the time. A handful of days each year, the volunteer cannon crew assembles on the mountain, and they do what their name implies, shooting cannonballs. The demonstrations are educational, but they're showing how soldiers would live and fight during the Civil War. But that doesn't mean these cannoneers don't have fun, as we learn from one member of the group in this Atlanta Sound.
That cannon can shoot 3.5 miles, but we don't put any real ammo in it because we don't want to hit Marietta. They'd get mad. My name is Brad Johnson. I am a volunteer member of the Kennesaw Mountain Volunteer Cannon Crew. So this is our cannon. It is a 3-inch ordnance rifle. And at the time of the war, it is the state of the art in weaponry. There's a drill to shooting a musket, but there's a whole dance to shooting a cannon. It takes 6 to 8 people to make one cannon go boom. So there's a lot of interplay and working together to make that happen, which is kind of neat to watch.
Okay, what you see here before you is what's called a gun detachment.
So, well, the command is given to load, and there's a gentleman at the back who is number 5. He turns around and walks back to where number 6 and 7 will give him the rounds of ammunition to then take up to the gun. My favorite position is right here at the very front left of the cannon. It is number 2. I am the guy that loads the cannon, and that's all I do. It's great. I take ammo from the number 5 who brings it up, and we load it in here, and we just kind of wait. And on the command ready, we'll step back and wait for the cannon to go off.
Fire!
And once this goes off, we get up, and we step back in, and we're ready to do it again. And I started this so I could just hang out with my dad. He started here in 1974, and then in early 2000s, he said, hey, you want to come shoot cannons with us? And I was like, yes, I would love that. And so I've been shooting cannons with my dad for 12 years now. I have family members that were on both sides of the war, so it's neat to be able to portray both sides. It gives you a chance to appreciate just what this time was like, what these guys went through. I mean, I'm standing in a wool uniform. It's great in November, but this is my summer uniform too, so these guys were hot and miserable, but still had to get up and fight a battle. And for me to have a chance to kind of like portray a little bit of what it might have been like, that's awesome. We feel really good if we set car alarms off. Then we know we had a good shot. I need to work on my son. He's not a big fan of the booms. He's 4, he'll grow into it. He's a cannoneer by nature and blood.
That was cannoneer Brad Johnson speaking to WABE producer Stephanie Stokes at Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park. If you'd like to see an artillery demonstration yourself, we've put up a link to the volunteer cannon crew's summer schedule, and we also have an audio slideshow there for you. That's at our webpage, wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds. That's also where you can submit your own idea for the series.